Here are three ridiculous actions you're avoiding that guarantee your podcast never grows.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Tiago Shea.
And I'm Anthony Wanneri.
And in this episode, you'll discover the missing piece that keeps most podcasters shouting into the void and what you can do today to fill the gap.
What the top 1% of podcasters do differently that leads to exponential growth that others ignore.
And finally, the fastest way to start getting visibility and reach for your podcast that most business owners avoid for years.
Welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like, and address the uncomfortable truth around what's really holding you back from taking your show to that next level.
Anthony, how do most podcasters think about their show?
Well, I'll keep posting great content consistently. Eventually, something will hit. Eventually, the right people will discover me. And eventually, the podcast will click into place and the show will start growing.
So, you show up, record, publish, post on social media, and wait for the magic to happen. The magic being what, Anthony?
Well, the magic that most people are hoping for is more growth, engaged listeners, prospects reaching out, becoming a recognized industry leader, and making way more money because of the opportunities the podcast is bringing you. These are all amazing things that you should rightly want. If you're going to spend the time on the podcast, create this amazing content, then hell yeah, you should build an audience. And hell yeah, you should make money and have more ROI from the show. But here's the thing. You and I both know, you and I, Tig, as well as our listeners, both know that just showing up consistently without having a strategy for actually growing or monetizing your podcast is a failing approach.
That's a bit nasty.
I know, and honestly, for some people listening to this, they'll get triggered, they'll be annoyed, they'll be pissed off. How could I say such a thing? This message isn't for them. This message is for serious business owners who want to get after it, who aren't willing to just settle for mediocre results. And I mean that, like, genuinely. Like, if you're someone who is happy to go 6 months without significant growth, meaning if you went from 1,000 monthly downloads to 6 months later, you're at 1,100 or 200, and the numbers haven't basically moved, and you're okay with that, honestly, this isn't for you. Like, the clients that we work with, they wouldn't be happy with that type of growth. They want significantly more. The reason why is because they're sick and tired of pouring hours of their time into their show that isn't giving them what they truly desire.
We recently spoke with someone who published well over 100 episodes, but when asked how many clients had come from their podcast in the last month, it was zero. And for the whole of the past year before that, it was just one.
Interesting. So it's been 100 plus episodes, one client, over 2 years of podcasting. Now, when we asked about their content strategy, they said,
"I base my topics on challenges my current clients are going through."
You know what? When I heard that, I was like, that's a brilliant idea. That's not a bad strategy. And it's a great experiment to run. So the question is, well, what's the issue? Like, what was the problem with that?
Well, the issue wasn't the strategy. The issue was trying the strategy for 2 years and having it fail without evaluating why it wasn't working, pivoting much quicker, trying something new, basically letting the strategy go on without being optimized or tested for 2 years. And obviously it didn't work. So letting that run for 2 years without doing something about it, that's the problem, not the strategy itself. And arguably even more of a problem to then get frustrated after that it wasn't working.
Now look, from our end, there's no judgment here. Like, we've all experienced this, right? Doing dumb shit, even though we know it's not really working. Like, I remember last year I wanted to lose weight, but I wasn't tracking my calorie intake for weeks. And it wasn't until I got sick of going to the gym, stepping on the weighing scale, and not seeing my weight drop below 96.8 kg. I saw that for like 3 or 4 weeks in combination with my PT questioning, dude, what the hell are you doing? Like, how are you planning on losing weight without tracking your intake and macros? Point is, we've all been there. But this should only last 2 to 3 months max before you make a change. If not, you end up wasting a bunch of time burning through your potential because you're repeating and continuing to do things that aren't getting you the results that you want.
And of course, the same principle applies everywhere, especially with growing your podcast. When you're not taking the growth of that seriously, treating it like a real business, working with a mentor to show you your blind spots, you do end up wasting years of potential because you didn't prioritize having a real strategy in place. Obviously, this is why so many podcasters go on for years without realizing their potential. There's lots of examples within that as well. So another one that might hit closer to home is within the overall journey of podcasting is promoting on social media to grow your show, even though it's not working. The reality is, it's not been working for months, if not years, but you keep doing it instead of asking, what are the alternatives? How do you actually grow a podcast audience? Or even, why isn't this actually working? Because clearly what is happening isn't working.
Another example is when business owners and experts say that, hey, I want to make real impact, whether that's reaching loads more listeners, whether that's converting listeners into clients. But you ask them, well, who's your specific target avatar? Like, what vision do you have for the one person you're trying to reach on the other side of who you're speaking to? And it's insane, right? Because most 99% of people don't have a clear target listener in mind when they're creating content, which is, to me and to Tiger, is insane, right? Because you're trying to reach more listeners, but you don't really know who you're reaching, who you're speaking to, how we should communicate to them, how we should present the podcast, because again, you don't even have an aim. You don't have a target listener, but you get frustrated when the show isn't reaching more people.
Most podcasters say they want visibility and reach, but then don't even know where they show up on the search results on Apple and Spotify. If you're listening right now, do you want visibility and reach? Do you know where you show up in the search results on Apple and Spotify? This matters because it's the main platforms new listeners go to find new shows. Obviously, if you're not in the search results, then that's the opposite of visibility. And to top it off, most podcasters then don't have a podcast SEO strategy, which is the only way to get that visibility and be found by new listeners on these platforms.
And I think why we say that this is ridiculous or insane or crazy is because if you're feeling frustrated and if you're feeling invisible and let's say pissed off that the show isn't growing despite the effort you're putting in, you're not reaching more listeners, like how can you be frustrated that a show isn't and hasn't grown organically month after month after month when you haven't been taking the actions that would get your show growing organically? Like if you've heard me and Ty talk about podcast SEO loads and loads and loads and loads and loads, and you've tried it yourself, and let's say it's not been working, but you continue to try to figure things out yourself instead of maybe reaching out to see like, hey, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? You keep yourself stuck in this cycle of frustration because you're appeasing actions, thinking you're doing the right thing, but you actually don't know. You're essentially just guessing and hoping for the best. So again, we want to give you these different examples because it's not just like one thing. There are multiple different things that most podcasters continue doing that guarantees they never hit their results. But again, people don't stop. They don't ask the simple but powerful questions. Or they do ask the questions like, why isn't the podcast growing? But they don't get to the bottom of it. That's why we're bringing this and these different scenarios to your attention.
It's obvious, yet life is busy. Family needs attention. Lots of other pieces to handle. There are many reasons we can come up with as to why this still remains the situation, even though when said, it's obvious, right? Sometimes you feel like you're hitting your head against a brick wall. And we've been there.
And to be honest with you, I think Tiger will know this. I've just come out of one of those weeks where I feel like I'm constantly trying to grow a business. I'm doing everything I possibly can, but I'm hitting my head against a brick wall. But the reality is, if you want to grow your podcast, if you want to build a highly engaged audience, if you want to make serious money from your show, we can tell you from working with other clients who've gone through the busy periods, the thousands of things to juggle, you still need to prioritize your podcast growth strategy and monetization, regardless of those circumstances. And if not, you've already experienced the result of not prioritizing the growth and the monetization despite circumstances, despite any excuse you might give yourself.
The questions really become, are you happy with the trajectory of your podcast? Are you growing as fast as you'd like? Are you currently making money from the show? And how much longer are you willing to not prioritize getting a strategy that means you no longer have to feel frustrated or invisible?
If the answer is not another day, and that's not another day with actual passion and commitment, then our encouragement is for you to go to the show notes, click the first thing that you see, and book a strategy session to speak to me directly, where we'll dive deep into your current situation, gain clarity on what you want to accomplish. And then if we have alignment with what we do at Get More Listeners Academy with our clients one-on-one, we'll walk you through what that process looks like from A to Z to take your show to that next level. So again, go to the show notes, click the first thing that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast and book in your strategy session. With that being said, we'll catch you in the next episode.